Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County is investing more than $826,000 in emergency medical services through a partnership between federal grant funding and local SPLOST dollars. County officials have announced that Dade County will purchase two new ambulances and advanced life-saving equipment to strengthen emergency response capabilities across the county. The project includes a $406,000 grant from the USDA's Rural Development Community Facilities Grant Program. Dade County will contribute about $420,000 through the SPLOST, funding approved by the Board of Commissioners. The funding allows Dade County Emergency Services to buy two new ambulances along with two LifePak 35 monitor defibrillation units and two power load stretcher loading systems. Officials say the advanced cardiac monitoring equipment will help EMS crews make faster treatment decisions and improve patient care during medical emergencies. County leaders say the investment will improve equipment reliability, reduce service interruptions, and help maintain EMS coverage across Dade County's 911 service area. County Executive Don Townsend called the project a meaningful investment in public safety and thanked USDA Rural Development, Senator John Ossoff, office, State Representative Mike Cameron, and other federal and state partners for their support. In addition, Townsend credited Dade County voters with recently renewing the SPLOST, saying the continued funding allows the county to invest in public safety, infrastructure, and essential government services. Agriculture officials are warning residents after an invasive tick species capable of carrying dangerous diseases was recently discovered in DeKalb County. According to a report from WAFF Television, the Asian long-horned tick was found on a dog in DeKalb County last month, marking another appearance of the invasive species in Alabama. Experts say the tick looks similar to a common tick, but is generally smaller and has a more reddish appearance. What makes the Asian longhorn tick especially concerning is its ability to reproduce without mating. Officials say a single female tick can lay thousands of eggs, allowing infestations to spread rapidly among livestock, pets, and wildlife. Dr. Misty Edmondson with the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries says one of the biggest concerns is the tick's ability to spread filaria, a disease that affects cattle. It causes severe anemia in cattle and currently has no effective treatment, making it particularly dangerous for farmers and livestock producers. Agricultural officials say detection and prevention remain the best defense against the spread of the invasive species. Northeast Alabama Community College has captured a national championship in just its second season of collegiate baseball. The third-seeded Mustangs defeated fourth-seeded Temple College of Texas 7-3 in the NJCAA World Series championship game to claim the NJCAA Division II national championship. Northeast Alabama Community College finished the season with an impressive 56-4 record, completing one of the most remarkable seasons in junior college baseball. Congratulations to head coach Josh Willingham, the player, coaches, staff, and supporters of Northeast Alabama Community College on a historic national championship season. And the Atlanta Braves took their first two games of the weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds. They could not complete the sweep yesterday afternoon. They fell 6-4 in the series finale. Despite that loss, Atlanta still captured two of those three from Cincinnati and continues to hold one of the best records in Major League Baseball. The Braves now head north of the border to start a series with the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch is at 7:15 tomorrow night, airtime 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, as well as Wednesday and Thursday here on your home for the Braves for 30 years. Classic Hits KWIN. And the Georgia Bulldogs took two from Liberty over the weekend. We'll continue to let you know how they progress in the NCAA tournament. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.